The train depot was another contribution by George R. Sherman, the senior, not to be confused with his freewheeling son who owned the racetrack. It was built in 1888, at which time trains were shipping Moriah and Crown Point iron alongside of the Champlain Canal. The railroad, which arrived in 1875, played a key role not only in expanding the iron business here, it also boosted summer tourism in Port Henry. The decision by Delaware and Hudson to extend the North-South Railroad was obviously a financial one. Local iron mining was exhausting its charcoal supply and increasingly relying on Pennsylvania anthracite coal for fuel. The railroad company owned interests in coal mines in Pennsylvania as well as iron mining companies in Moriah. The Lake Champlain and Moriah, fondly called the LC&M, also ran through here. The caboose we see was conductor John Sweet's caboose, who worked the Republic steel trains. He must have made thousands of trips from here up to Mineville and back.
That was our caboose up there. It was made out of the ore cars. They put my name on it. The whole train is your responsibility. It's something that you enjoy. You liked your job, and I liked my job. My whole family was railroaders.
Do you ever like look out and watch the stars at night?
I see them every night. I see that Sputnik, that Russian thing there. Down here was unhooking the cars. I was letting the air out on the retainers. And the engineer said, "Johnny, look up." He blew the whistle. I said, "What?" He said, "There goes that Sputnik." And it was going, I could see it. Yeah.
Sputnik, in case you didn't know, was the first artificial satellite. It was launched by the Soviet Union in 1957 and triggered the space race. Today, the depot is visited every day by passenger trains traveling between Penn Station and Montreal, as well as freight trains traveling the country. The depot is also home to a senior center.